Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how Better Me Empowered Living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Waking Hope with your host, me, Christine Vibrant. And I'm very, very excited to be here with you on Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there who's listening, whether you are celebrating Thanksgiving in America with us today, whether you're celebrating Thanksgiving abroad to all of my expat friends abroad or the Americans abroad, whether you're Canadian, you've got Thanksgiving as well, or this is your first introduction to it. This is exciting time for me because as a South African living in America, it's one of my favorite holidays. I get to see how wonderful it is to be an American, how wonderful it is to celebrate what it is that you have, what it is you've worked for throughout the year, what it is you've shared with loved ones. And I love to see how everybody comes together in a moment in time where we can sit and be together and be grateful that we are here together, that we've had things that have gone, you know, ups and downs throughout the year, but we've made it here so far. And it's also a wonderful opening to the holiday season when we do have a lot coming in. And so I want to invite you to sit with me today, whether you're getting ready, whether you're just waking up and having your coffee, whether you're already cooking, getting ready for the day. If you're driving, please take care, have moments of mindfulness and any kind of extra feeling that comes up to make you want to hurry, just push that aside. Just get there safely with a smile on your face. And remember to show yourself love today. In fact, I'd like to ask again, how have you shown yourself love? Have you remembered? Has there been a moment in this day, which can feel quite chaotic to a lot of people, that you've had perhaps 30 seconds, maybe a minute or five? Maybe you've been lucky enough for 30 minutes to yourself. How have you shown yourself love today? For me, showing myself love means taking some time just to be by myself with my thoughts. I do prefer to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And right now I have a little mug of tea handy over here with my little tea straw so I can enjoy all the beautiful colors that come in with herbal teas. But these moments of mindfulness when I'm by myself without any interruption is truly an act of self-love. I get to spend some time checking in with how I'm doing. I get to spend some time checking in with what it is I want to accomplish during my day. And I also take a minute to celebrate the fact that I'm here, celebrate the fact that I have overcome 100% of what tried to keep me back, and I'm thriving in life because I'm choosing each day in so many little ways and some very big ways of stepping into my Better Me Empowered Life. And that looks different for everybody. And I invite you today to spend some time as you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, whether you're cooking, whether you're shopping, whether you're driving, whether you're getting dressed or taking care of others or yourself. Let's take some time today and show ourselves love and fill up all of the wonderfulness that it is to be alive in this time, this turbulent time, that we can, in fact, thrive even in turbulence, and we can have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, preparing to spend time together and taking advantage of the fact that no matter how the day unfolds, we have a choice. We have a choice, and we can make it the very best. And so as we go through the day today, I'm going to invite you to bring an apple with. After the pause, we're going to do a little experiential exercise. And so I want to give you some time while we're getting ready and while we're talking and getting to know each other and settling in. Take a moment to grab an apple, sit with it for a few minutes. We're going to do a little experiment together, one of my favorite things always. And I want to spend some time today diving into gratefulness, diving into food, diving into love and nourishment, and what it is to be celebrating Thanksgiving when perhaps it doesn't feel as if you have much to be grateful for, or perhaps saying that I'm thankful feels a little bit resistant. And instead of fighting through it, I invite you just to be very gentle and loving with yourself today. And this means giving yourself space. It means getting in touch with yourself. It means working through anything that you could be feeling about the day. And we all have some memories of some sort. And I'd like to share a little bit of my own with you. We're going to have a bit of a giggle about this. But I want to really bring in mindfulness, love, and just kindness today. Something I'd like to share with you as we're getting ready and we're sitting and getting to know each other is a wonderful little meditation that has really brought an understanding of peace and connection and the power of intentional choice to my life. In fact, this is a little prayer that I put into action for a month. Every day for a month, I brought this prayer into action. It's called a metta meditation, M-E-T-T-A. It's nothing to do with Facebook. This is quite an old meditation. And you'll find various versions of it out there on social media. But it's a wonderful tool to bring in on a day when perhaps you're feeling quite a lot of emotion. And remember, emotion is energy in motion. Emotion is energy in motion. And as we're sitting with this feeling of emotion, let's tap in. Let's sit. Maybe you've already got your apple. Don't forget, we're going to have this handy. Maybe you're sitting with your coffee and waking up, or your tea. Perhaps you're driving. Pay attention to the road if you are. Just listen to my voice. Maybe you're busy getting ready. Maybe your house is a little bit chaotic. Maybe you're looking around and you're worrying about the chaos coming in. Let's leave all of that behind for a minute or two. And just sit within ourselves, remembering that you have what it is you need for the day. You are whom you are, whom you are seeking. You are exactly whom you are seeking. Doesn't that sound silly? And also keep in mind that being is so much more important than doing. For example, those of you who are able to see me, I'm being really fun and silly today by wearing a bright pink wig. This is a way I show gratitude and love to myself. Is on days when things are energetic and I need a little bit of a pick-me-up. It's one of the fastest and most easiest thing to put something fun and vibrant on my body, because every time I walk past a reflective surface, I can have a little bit of a smile. I showed up today, 100% me, 100% me, and I'm happy with it. I know I'm going to have some eye rolls and some scoffs, and that's okay. For the most part, there's going to be someone seeing me today who goes, you know what? I like her spirit. I like her style. Let's be like that. And so as we sit with ourselves, being who we are 100% today, before we do anything, let's bring that moment into ourselves, give ourselves the love that we have for others, because I see the love that people share on Thanksgiving. And I want to remind you to share that a little bit with yourself first. Fill yourself up, so that you are overflowing with love, and the abundance of that is what you share. So I want you to sit with me for a second and repeat if necessary, but bringing into mind yourself how it is you're feeling today, the aspect of you who may be triggered, the one who's really excited for the day. Maybe you're missing someone today. Maybe you're thinking of someone and you're feeling a little bit of tension or sadness in your heart, and that's okay. This is what love is. Love connects us across space and time. And the beauty of that is that we can tap into it at any moment. And let's do this together. And as you're sitting and thinking of who it is that you love and who you are, bring into mind people that you've shown love to. Bring all those people into mind. And remember who you are when you show love, how it feels to show love, the feeling of vibrational awareness of the capability of this is you. You're sharing a part of yourself with someone. This is why I love gifting. And I love shopping for gifts, and I love helping people shop for gifts. It's a beautiful moment of sharing some of your energy with someone that you love. Let's share something that's free right now together. And that's a bit of who you are with yourself. And think this when you can say it out loud with me. And for today, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. And for today, may I be happy and healthy. For today, may I feel connected and calm. Let's say that one again. Today, may I feel connected and calm. May I be free from suffering. Today, may I be free from suffering. And today, may I live in peace. May I live in peace today. This is a beautiful, beautiful metta that you can say for yourself, especially if you're feeling low. This is a wonderful, wonderful prayer that you can say every day. And it's something you can also extend to someone else. And I invite you to do this too. Perhaps you're going out on the road and you know that there's going to be someone who's going to annoy you. Perhaps you're going to someone's home, that this is someone that you love, but sometimes it's hard to like them. Sometimes it's hard to like yourself around them. That's okay. This is a moment. Let's bring these people into our space and into our minds. And because we're filled with loving kindness and we've given ourselves connection and peace and the ability to be calm, let's bring another person, maybe the driver in front of you, maybe the person who's home you're going to, maybe the person who's on your mind that you won't see, but who's living in your heart space and head space. Let's bring them in and share some love. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be happy and healthy. And for today, may you feel connected and calm. For today, may you be free from suffering. This is a big one. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know what the rage is about. But for today, may you be free from suffering and may you be at peace. Take a deep breath. This feels wonderful to say these things and to wish people well. And this is one of the reasons I coach. This is one of the reasons I step into my Better Me Empowered life every day. This is one of the beautiful ways to show gratitude for your ability and your voice and your power. Just to be still for a minute, to show yourself love. And as you fill yourself up, to share that. I want to invite you to get that app already. We're going to jump into an experiential exercise when we come back from the break. I've got mine ready. It's all washed. It's nice and washed. It's clean. I chose organic. But I'd also like you to head over to my website, beingbetterme.com. Shoot me an email, christine@beingbetterme.com, and let me know how you've shown yourself love. Let me know how this is landing with you and how it's resonating. And keep in mind, I have a giveaway for you, especially for the holidays, especially for a holiday edition, Better Me Empowered Living Holiday Edition consultation free giveaway. And we'll discuss more of that after we take a pause. Don't forget, during this pause, go ahead and grab that apple. And I'll see you when we come back from this little break. Christine Vibrant on Waking Hope with you, wishing you a happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
I am Paris Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Paris Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company. So I'm coaching women all over the world.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit myresiliencecoach.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant. And I'm wishing you all a happy, happy Thanksgiving today. Thanksgiving morning can be quite busy and chaotic for most people. I'm hoping that you're spending some time with me this morning. Perhaps you're getting ready. Perhaps you're just waking up. Maybe you're already diving into the chaos. And if you're driving, take care. Take an extra few minutes. Take some deep, wonderful cleansing breaths. Nice deep down into your body and remind yourself that whatever happens in front of you, you are in control of yourself. And that is all that you're needing to control today. Showing yourself love by stepping into the better me empowered version of yourself starts with making you a priority. And how do we do that on a day when everybody's going to want something from us? Holidays can be quite an energetic time. And as we discussed a little bit before the break, emotion is energy in motion. And so in an energetic time, it stands to reason that we're going to be feeling quite a lot of emotion and that quite a lot of things can come up, especially on family holidays. Now, I did mention before the break that we're going to do a little bit of an exercise with an apple. Since the title of our show is How's Your Apple, Adam? That's a little bit of a cutesy reference. Christine Vibrant was a kindergarten teacher in Taiwan. About a decade ago, an English language teacher. And so I do tend to have fun with words. It's also a way that I do cope with my speech impediment. For 5 years of my life, I was unable to speak. And so this is another huge act of love coming on a talk show, as well as now a podcast, to speak about stepping into better me empowered, to talk about taking control of your life and being the most empowered version of yourself. How do we do that? How does that start, especially if you've had some difficult things to navigate? Well, in my experience, self-love and gratitude, these are the two fastest ways. Self-love is something that can be difficult for people to step into because it can seem like a wishy-washy thing to do. But it's actually the most concrete way to step into who you are, tap into intuition, and to let go of what no longer serves you. Self-love is allowing yourself to be all of who you are. All of who you are. Being is so much more important than doing. I'm sure you've heard the cutesy little expression, we're human beings after all, not human doings. Although it can sometimes feel quite the opposite. Now, how do we combat that, especially at a time when it's going to be energetic? Well, slow down. Slow down. Take your time. You cannot rush your growth. You cannot rush your healing. You cannot rush getting to the next point. That is a surefire way to drive yourself nuts. I know I've been doing it this entire week. Rushing everywhere, trying to get everything done and forgetting to make myself the priority. Making yourself a priority when it comes to self-care is vital. Stepping into the Better Me Empowered version of yourself requires you to make you the priority. Before the break, we said a little bit of a meta meditation in English, and this is a beautiful one. I'm going to repeat it. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be happy and healthy. May I feel connected and calm. May I be free from suffering. May I live in peace. And this is a beautiful, beautiful act of self-love, bringing it in. And slowing down is a wonderful way to be a better empowered version of you. This is something that we bring into coaching. Now, as a certified life and health coach, a lot of my clients will come and say to me, Christine, I want to lose weight. Christine, I just want to be happy. Christine, I don't know what it is that's getting in my way. And honestly, it's being too fast. Slow down. As you're getting ready for your meals, as you're stepping into being with family today, I'm going to give you a challenge. We are going to work on the 20-minute meal. The 20-minute meal requires you to sit down and enjoy your food for 20 minutes at least. Now, I challenge you to time yourself. I bet you think that that's not much time. And for most of us, when we were doing our training, thought that we were doing great until we timed ourselves. And 5 minutes felt like a lifetime. 20 minutes is where it's at. Slowing down can feel very strange when we're so used to living fast-paced lives, especially in today's world where we're connected through the internet, through so many different mediums of communication. I mean, right now I'm speaking to you via a platform that is connecting globally. And here I am, a little small town girl living in another small town, but in a different part of the world. How much fun is this? So, taking your apple, stepping into your Better Me Empowered version, I want you to think about, let's choose 4 to 5 of your favorite songs. Put those on a loop to get your 20 minutes. And time yourself. Challenge yourself today. Challenge the family today. Taking that extra time and really engaging with the food that you're eating. Really taste the food that you're eating. Feel the texture. Smell the aromas. Listen to the conversation around you. Listen perhaps to the music choices. Perhaps someone's got some music playing that's bringing up memories. Maybe it's something new. Maybe it's something you're not quite fond of. Maybe it's your absolute favorite. And so, of course, you're going to have all of these feelings coming up. Notice how you feel about the food. For a lot of people at holiday time, food can be a trigger and food can be triggering. And we can start to deny ourselves happiness because we think we need to be a certain way. Let's just be who we are. Let's just tap into this wonderful being of who we are, giving ourselves a chance to really enjoy what life is. And as you take a minute, really look at your food, look at your apple. This is a wonderful, wonderful experiential exercise. And I'm going to ask you to take a bite with me. And I'm going to ask you to laugh with me because this is one of my favorite episodes or client sessions, is bringing in something to eat and we eat it together. And I challenge you to chew this as much as I do. And this is going to be funny to be doing on video and especially on a podcast when you can't see me. So I'm going to explain this a little bit as well. This is another way to really bring down your anxiety, is to look and to use all of your senses to look at what it is you're eating. This is a red green apple. This is an Envy apple. I bought this apple today at HEB here in Texas. HEB is a wonderful chain store. I'm not going to get into that. I'm giving free advertising. But this is a wonderful, wonderful apple, red and green. It's lopsided. It's not perfect, which is great. That goes along with me. I'm a little bit lopsided and not perfect, and I love every aspect of it. It's an organic apple that matters to me because I have learned about xenohormones and the harmful effects of pesticides and the chemicals that are going into our soil and how that's depleting our magnesium and it's depleting our B12 in our soil, and we don't want that. So I'm choosing organic because it's good for me and it's good for the farmer and it's much better for this environment. There's no particular smell yet, but if I tap into memory, and I think about all the juicy apples I've eaten before. I'm already starting to salivate. I'm feeling really excited about this apple. And I can't wait to hear the crunch. That's one of my favorite sounds. Are you ready? We're going to take a bite together. And I invite you to do this with me. And so as I'm chewing, and I'm feeling the sweetness coming out. Perhaps you can hear the crunch, crunch. And I'm sorry if I'm making you feel a little bit hungry if you're driving. But this was really delicious. I can smell it now. It's a little bit sweeter. That crunch, that pop of tart, juicy sweetness was incredible. And I can see why apples and apple pie are such a great big hit around the world. Apples and apple pie, I mean, even when we talk about the myth of the Garden of Eden, we get apples in. This is something that's a great experiential exercise. Here's my little bite. Definitely step into this. Step into using food as a way to help you slow down. I recommend bringing music in. Perhaps you can do this as a family today or as a group. If you're a friend family getting together, what is that, a family getting together for Thanksgiving today? As you're sitting down to your meal, let's pay attention to the food. Let's pay attention to what we're putting into our bodies. Let's be mindful of the energy that's gone into it. Let's really think about what it is that we're grateful for. The texture, the eating it, slowing down, tasting how good it feels to be nourished. Nourished not only with food, nourished with a company, nourished with the choices we've made today. Perhaps you've brought something really interesting and you're sharing something new. And so before we take another break and another pause, I would really love to hear what your 20-minute slowdown songs are. Which songs have you chosen? What music have you perhaps chosen to ensure that you're slowing down today, that you've got 20 minutes guaranteed? This is my set list. This is my hit list. This is the music that makes me happy, that brings me joy, that helps me relax, that makes me feel my best self so that I can be present when I'm eating, so my body can feel relaxed, so I can enjoy the food I'm eating and be mindful of who I'm with and be a part of the conversation, or just mainly being the best version of me, being 100% me, being the better me empowered version of myself that I'm choosing to become every day. Now, don't forget, I do have a giveaway of a better me empowered holiday version consultation that I'm giving away. Quite easy to enter. Head over to my Instagram, my Twitter, or my Facebook. All of these are on my bio, endo.coach.christine. The Twitter is Endomitable One, E-N-D-O, Endomitable One, and my Facebook, Being Better Me, LLC. Any one of these will do. Email me as well. Like, comment, share. Tell me one of your songs for your 20-minute meal, and I will be so excited to be sharing these on one of these live shows, as well as announcing the winner of that free consultation. While we take a pause, I invite you to enjoy the rest of your apple and to sit back and think about how the better me empowered version of you is going to not only enjoy Thanksgiving, but thrive through today's holiday. Let's take a pause right here, and I'll see you when we get back.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Life is so unpredictable, and sometimes trauma, grief, and other circumstances leave us feeling like the walls of life are closing in on us. Vernita Bowe has been where you are. She is a Christian life coach, a motivational speaker, and a licensed minister. Let Vernita help you begin to live again. For a free 30-minute consultation, visit VernitaInspires.com.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Welcome back to Waking Hope with Christine Vibrant, your Better Me Empowered Life Coach, and wishing you a wonderfully happy Thanksgiving today. So excited to be here with you this morning. Perhaps you're just waking up. Perhaps you're having your coffee and getting ready. If you're driving, take your time today. Remember, the Better Me Empowered version of you on the road is the one who takes those extra breaths, who takes a pause, who lets people be who they are, while you remain calm, cool, collected, happy, healthy, filled with loving kindness, being at peace and free from suffering, as we talked about earlier. Now, your host, Christine Vibrant, today is encouraging you, especially as we're stepping into the holiday season and on Thanksgiving Day, to remember that slowing down is one of the best ways of stepping into the Better Me Empowered version of yourself. Giving yourself those moments of attunement, of intuition, of tapping into who you are can really elevate your experience. Whether you're having a fantastic day today, whether you're spending times with family, friends, family, for some of you who are perhaps navigating a bit of a tough day, maybe you're navigating conditions like chronic conditions like endometriosis, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's. Maybe you have grief that you're navigating, some heavy emotion that's coming through. Perhaps the holidays are a tough time for you. Maybe, like me, you're in a different country entirely, and you're getting to celebrate other people's holidays. This is a time for all of us to come together as human beings and remember that being who we are is so much more important and so much more valuable than anything we can possibly do in this world. Now, I know that sounds trite and it sounds easy to say, but it is absolutely true in my experience. And as someone who has been around the world from South Africa, traveled in Europe, I've lived in Asia, now in America, and discovering the different ways of sharing love, showing up consistently with resilience, love for yourself, and a great sense of humor. As you can see, for those of you who can see, I'm wearing a bright pink wig. For those of you listening on the podcast, I have a bright pink wig. This is a really, really interesting, fun thing that I like to do for myself. Being silent for 5 years meant that I was terribly shut into who I was, not feeling able to share it with the world. And it certainly took a lot of work. Being on a global show is one of my achievements. This is one of my Better Me Empowered steps. Going global, saying, hey, I used to not even be able to say my name, not even to the people I loved. And I'm grateful today. I'm so grateful. and thankful for the work I did. I'm thankful that I took a moment to face myself and to say, you know, this version of me, of being silent and being quiet, I can be this, but it's not all of who I am. And I do want to be more. And I took a moment and I prayed at 15 and said, I want a great big life. I want a great big life, and I'm willing to do the work. And oh boy, have I done the work. And it doesn't always look pretty. You will often see on the movies and on all these wonderful social media things, apps, how people are sharing their triumphs and they're showing the beatific life they have. And often we forget that moment of growth looks different, looks energetic, and can look, if you're taking it from the wrong perspective or a different perspective, excuse me, it can look ugly. But as we know that there's more dark matter in the world than there is light, and as we know that we don't know what it is that we don't know, we can step forward with gratitude and with love and with resilience into the version of us that we want to be. And today, as we're talking about being grateful, I want to share a little bit of my very first Thanksgiving that I cooked on my own for my American friends. I hosted a Thanksgiving dinner in Taiwan, Tainan City, Taiwan, of all places, for 8 to 10 military, mostly Marines. And this was quite an interesting time. I had a little teeny tiny oven because in Taiwan, most apartments do not come with the great big ovens that we have here. And I'd ordered a bird and I was all excited about learning to do this the right way, forgetting that I was in Taiwan. And the bird arrived with a face. And as I unpacked the box and I was getting ready to pop it into the brine and to get all the wonderful aromatics in there, and I was going to give this Thanksgiving everything. I mean, Martha Stewart, I went onto her websites and I learned everything I could. And I thought, well, I'm going to be the Taiwan version. And I saw the face of this bird and I had a few moments of panic. And it really brought home to me how wonderful being uncomfortable is, how magnificent it is to dive into discomfort and to step into a different way of being, because you never know what it is you're going to get, truly. But if you trust yourself, and you should trust yourself, and if you don't, contact me. Please send me an email, christine@beingbetterme.com. Let's get you trusting yourself. This is important. If you trust yourself, you are going to enjoy every single minute. Having fed everybody 2-3 times, they were walking out with everything unbuttoned. It was quite a joyful experience. It brought to mind over and over again the wonderful memories of sharing my holiday with different people around the world as an au pair, as a teacher in a foreign country, as an immigrant here in America, learning about different holidays, learning about what it is to be human. And I'm grateful. And this is where the gratitude comes in for me. I'm grateful that in every instance, being different has been a blessing. I've been blessed and I have been given so many wonderful spices and so many wonderful tastes of what it is to share Thanksgiving, the different pies, the different dishes, the different sides, the different ways of preparing, the stories that come with it. And so I invite you to share with me your particular Thanksgiving story. You've heard mine about the bird with the face and oh, ah, the moment I had with that. We don't have time for that. I would really invite you to share your funny Thanksgiving story or a holiday story where you celebrated a holiday that wasn't yours, but that you felt so at home, as I have. Because the people that you were celebrating with really wanted to share what it was that they were thankful for and how this holiday means something to them and what it means. Email me, christine@beingbetterme.com. Better yet, text me at 706-397-5801. Visit my website, www.beingbetterme.com. And I really, really encourage you to remember to show yourself love today on this Thanksgiving day, by taking time to slow down, stepping into that 20-minute meal today, savoring every experience that you have today. This is your day. Let's make you the priority. And remember, that waking hope starts with showing yourself love, stepping into this vibrant version of who you are. You don't have to have pink hair, but stepping into the vibrant version of who you are allows you to thrive in life, allows you to step into self-love, to show gratitude to yourself first. Making you the priority is an act of self-love and an act of love for others. We're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break. We're going to take a little bit of a pause. Let's see how this lands. Take some time to send me that email. Take a minute if you've got time. If not, set yourself a little reminder on your calendar. And I can't wait to hear your wonderful Thanksgiving story. Christine at beingbetterme.com. Let's take a pause right here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Have the bumps in life's road taken away your passion, your fire, and your power? What would you do if you could take it all back? Tune in to The Take Back Show with Tiffany Watkins, strategies to take back your control. Tiffany has 25 years experience in business and leadership roles and will teach you how to grab a hold of your life and make it work for you. Streaming live every second and fourth Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Facebook, and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, getrootedradio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to No More Rules, the impact of being you, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant, wishing you a warm and wonderful Thanksgiving. How exciting is it for me to be here with you on the day? So happy to be celebrating with you, especially as a South African. As a South African, I have been blessed to spend holidays around the world with different people from different cultures and really get a taste of what it is to be included in this human experience. Now, I certainly enjoyed spending Thanksgiving around the world. My very first was in New York City in 2000. It's also where I was introduced to Kwanzaa as well as Hanukkah. And stepping into the holiday season can feel chaotic for many, but I want to invite you this year to step into the Better Me Empowered holiday version. That means taking a step back, letting go of what's not necessary, taking a breath and reminding yourself that this is a time for us to be grateful and to be thankful, and that that may look different from what we're expecting or perhaps what we've been programmed to experience. I remember chaos for most of my holiday memories. It's a rush to go and buy gifts. It's a rush to get all the food together. Have we invited everybody? Is everything washed? Do we have the things we need? Have we sent the invitations? Are we replying on social media? Do I have enough gifts? Who have I forgotten? Oh, I need to meet this person. And it's this constant barrage, it feels, of expectations that can really bog you down. And that's really not what it's about. Remember, as we've talked about in our previous sections, we are talking about being, the beauty of being, being Better Me, LLC is the name of my business. Being Better Me is beingbetterme.com is my website. This being a better version of yourself, being an empowered version, Better Me empowered version, means self-love, means stepping back, taking a look at yourself with some clarity, giving yourself space, taking out the emotion. Emotion is energy in motion. Removing the culture from it and going, what am I really celebrating? What is this time? What is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving for me has meant love, laughter, certainly, as we talked about the previous little conversation about the bird with the face. But mostly Thanksgiving for me has brought about an understanding of the depth of gratitude. We can say thank you and we can move on, and we're not really showing what gratitude is. Because gratitude is facing yourself as well. And understanding what it is when you give something to somebody, the energy that's involved continues past you. Just as the energy that's involved in someone gifting you something continues past that moment. We can fill our lives with too many things and we can feel ungrateful and frustrated by them. And being grateful in the moment empowers you to make the choices that elevate your life. As we stood this morning, sat this morning with our apple, grateful for a moment just to sit with it, look at the colors, check in with ourselves, get those songs ready for our 20-minute meal. Perhaps we were driving, maybe you were taking some time as you're getting ready to get some songs into your head. Maybe you didn't really have a minute other than just putting this on to hear someone's voice for company while you're getting ready or driving. Throughout your day today, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's on the day or whether it's a little bit later, keep in mind every action, every thought, every word has the ability to gift you and those around you, to elevate you and those around you. And something that I do now as a moment of gratitude, when I'm with my food, when I'm with my family, with my friends, with myself, is I spend some time and I just fill up my energy. This is something that we're stepping into as I'm learning Reiki. I'm getting Reiki lessons, learning about the energy that's involved with tapping into source, tapping into this world. And I'm understanding that this is something that we've all capable of. We've all been capable of. And the power of prayer, intentional prayer, whatever your chosen religion, culture is, prayer as a way of asking and just being mindful is a beautiful, energetic moment. And as you sit with your grace today, with your food, if you do say grace, I challenge you with your 20-minute meal, sitting with your food, holding your hands near the food, think of all the people who went into bringing this to your table, the farmers. Perhaps it's from seed, the seed packagers, the designer of the package, the store where it was bought, the transportation, the person who sowed the seed, the water, what the water, the rain, how it's come, the clouds across the world, all of the wonderful organisms in the soil, every little bit of sunlight and moonlight that has come, the wind as it's moved, this beautiful living organism, and as it's grown and had its own life experience, and now you're going to be ingesting that, bringing all of that into your body, all of that goodness, all of this ability to tap into this magnificent miracle that we call home, this miracle that we call our body, this miracle that we call life, and that we can get so distracted and frustrated and disappointed by, is a miracle. If you're in the moment, and I want you to be in the moment with me right now, being in the moment as you're driving, as you're sitting, take this time breathing into yourself, bringing the energy of love into your body. This wonderful feeling of taking a breath, this wonderful feeling of being with people you love, this moment of, I chose to be here, and whatever happens today, and whatever is said to me, and whatever I say, I'm going to choose to make it the best, and I'm going to choose to accept the best. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu, may all of my words and all of my deeds just produce goodness in the world, have healing intention, and elevate you. And so thank you for spending time with me today. Thank you for this time of gratitude. Thank you for this holiday of gratitude. Thank you, America and Canada, with your days of Thanksgiving, for bringing it to the world in your movies and your stories and your social media. Thank you for reminding us, the rest of the world, that it's so important to take this time to share with each other. I remind you again to slow down. I remind you again to take 20-minute meals. I remind you again that everything you need is what you have. And don't forget that giveaway of the Better Me Empowered Consultation Holiday Edition. Head onto my socials. I'm going to be announcing the winner live before Christmas so we can get all of this taken care of. And I just want to remind you that you are loved. You are important. You are valuable just as you are. You are worthy being who you are. You have to do nothing to earn worth other than be all of who you are. Every single bit is beautiful. And keep stepping into the Better Me Empowered version of yourself. Contact me, Coach Christine, if you have any guidance that you're wanting to step into. I'm here to help you. Christine at beingbetterme.com. Text me 706-397-5801. And as we wind down, I again wish you the happiest of Thanksgiving days. Let's really step into this holiday season with love and gratitude. And I can't wait to see you next time. Stay tuned. Take care. Bye.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.